What a beautiful day to gather in God's house with one another to celebrate the gift of autumn, God's beautiful, majestic display of the world that he has made, and of course, the display of everyone in it. And our hearts can be grateful this time of year as we count our blessings. We think of what a blessing it is to belong to God and also belong to God with one another. So many events come our way, and today's one of those days. We have many beautiful happenings. And a couple of them are right here present this liturgy. We have two of our members, two of our couples are celebrating wedding anniversaries. So I'd like to introduce Lou and Mary Jo Hedrick, 25 years. We're in the back row over here. There you go. Lou and Mary Jo were married 25 years ago here at our parish. I was there for that, so I recognize them for all these years. And sitting next to them are the Jubilee couple. Talk about a jubilee here. Ted and Carolyn Leffler, 70 years of marriage. Please stand up, Ted and Carolyn. It gets better. They're baptized at our parish, went to school at our parish, were married at our parish, and they've been part of the parish all these years. 70 years with us, and more than that when they started their story. What a beautiful sermon right there. 70 and 25, that's 95 years of faithfulness. So thanks be to God who is ever faithful and who blesses us all. You know, one of the greatest gifts we have been given is the gift of our faith. Where would we be without our faith? Faith in God, faith in his promises, faith in his hope, faith that brings us together as a family week after week, season after season, in joy and in sorrow and hope and disappointment and life and death and beyond. Because this is all there is. God has something greater in store for those who love him and are loved in life. It's a gift to be with God forever. To think we join not only here, but those who have gone before us. What a marvelous song from creation, but also in time of history. From Christ to his disciples, ordinary men, women, and children who follow the light of Christ and all times radiate that light. And of course, we pray to not only radiate that light ourselves, but to pass it on to our children, our grandchildren, our godchildren, the future of tomorrow, but also the church of today. One of the primary ways we can do that is through Catholic education and through religious education, formation of our young children, our younger members in the ways of light and faith. Recently, the Diocese of Lansing conducted a planning study which resulted in a very strong recommendation to engage in a capital campaign to support Catholic education as well as religious education formation. And so Bishop Boyer has asked that we view a brief video during Mass, which is also being viewed by our fellow Catholics in 36 parishes this weekend, as part of an effort to support the young church of today as well as the future church of tomorrow. This time, I'm out to put on the video so we can view it and share it with our family. It's viewable on the screens.
Catholic school. To know that a Catholic school is a happy school. That's not surprising, really, because at the heart of a Catholic school is the person of Jesus Christ. It is in encountering him that we begin to discover our greatest happiness in this life, as well as our deepest peace and ultimate purpose. Here, our young people can grow in wisdom and virtue. Here, they can flourish to become great saints and scholars. It's a long time since I attended a Catholic school like this one. In fact, I'm now into my eighth decade of life. I'm also in the home stretch as Bishop of Lansing. Ever since I came to this diocese back in 2008, I've had a burning desire to launch a capital campaign to raise money for our Catholic schools. Why? Because I know these young people are facing ferocious cultural winds and sinister societal forces that most of us never had to contend with in our youth. And things are going to get worse, not better. Hence, we need to build up our resources for this generation and the next and the next, and we need to do it now. If you like, I'm an old man in a hurry who needs your help. And here is how you can help. Introducing Stewardship for Saints and Scholars, the campaign for Catholic education in the Diocese of Lansing. In total, it aims to raise $70 million. Every one of those dollars will be invested to achieve four key campaign goals. Let's go through them one by one. First, we need our schools to be ever more on mission. We need to attract, form, train, and retain excellent and faithful teachers and administrators just like this man. This is Tom Maloney. He's a classroom teacher turned administrator turned diocesan superintendent for Catholic schools across the Diocese of Lansing.
Thank you, Bishop Boyer. You know, I've been part of the Catholic schools in the Diocese of Lansing for over 43 years. God has been so good to me. But as Bishop said, the world is changing. The world is becoming ever more hostile to our Catholic faith and to our Christian way of life. And that is why the primary goal for this capital campaign of Stewardship for Saints and Scholars is to raise funds to help our schools be ever more on mission by recruiting, training, and retaining those teachers and administrators, those on-fire disciples who hear the call to teach in our Catholic schools. But did you know, on average, these heroic, faithful men and women are paid only 75% of what their public school counterparts make? What's more, a quarter of full-time teachers in our Catholic schools earn less than $40,000 per year. Think about that. If we want to continue to hire the very best teachers, the most on-fire disciples for our children, we have to do better. We can do better. I want to thank you in advance for your support of our Stewardship for Saints and Scholars campaign. As Bishop Boyer said, there is a sense of urgency. Now is our time to continue the legacy of Catholic schools in the Diocese of Lansing.
Thank you, Tom. Now for the second campaign goal. We need our schools to be more accessible. That means assisting students with special needs and enhancing services at our four regional high schools. That means helping students like 13-year-old Phoebe Gifford from the town of St. John's.
Phoebe was born with Down syndrome. When she was born, I think we had three kids here at the time. And I must say that was one of my first prayers. I think probably the second day she was on this earth, I prayed to God that she could come here to school.
We want to be accessible to all students, but without that financial support, I think, and the programs is really what it comes down to. It's being able to afford the programs, and it either has got to come out of tuition out of parents, which is, again, I'll be honest with you, you know, Phoebe's family has paid far more than our normal student to have her here.
We've lost a lot of kids because we don't have enough resources. Just this year, we have a child who has to go to the public school because we don't have what she needs here. So one of her siblings is going to stay and she has to leave. And that's just hard for the family all around.
It's just a building block to be at a Catholic school, especially for a child with special needs. It helps them to make good decisions. It helps them to be good people in society.
It's been a pretty, really cool adventure for our student body because they are experiencing something that maybe they've never had before. We've offered, I think, a lot to her, but she's offered just as much back to us in terms of a school.
God bless you, Phoebe. Now for campaign goal number three. We need our schools to be more affordable. That means growing financial assistance to current and new Catholic schools families. Here's one of the most qualified people to explain why greater affordability is so important. She is Dr. Teresa Marshall, the principal at St. John Vianney School in Flint.
Flint was the most affluent city in the country, and now it's one of the poorest cities in the country. That changes the venue in terms of the school itself. Parents are worried. Any parent is worried about, I need my child in a safe environment. And so, not just a safe place, but a place where the standard is respect and care for people. We just say, you're a child of God. Let's get in this and let's do it. It helps self-image and belief that there's goodness in the world and I can do the right thing. And I don't have to choose what everyone else is choosing. I do have waiting lists every year. I know that's happening in all the Catholic schools because we can't have everybody. Some of it is financially, the people just don't have the support, so we have to turn them away, you know? And so that's very sad, you know, because it's an opportunity for vandalization right there, you know? And so it makes it hard, but we've had to do that. We've had to say, we can't do it, and then rather not have to do that. Can you imagine not having that encounter with the Lord because The parents didn't have the money. I mean, you know, Jesus does the rest. We just have to get him here.
Finally, campaign goal number 4. We need better local initiatives. That means investing in religious education and parish-sponsored homeschool initiatives, especially in our parishes with no access to Catholic schooling, such as this one at St. Joseph Parish in Ypsilanti.
We never really considered starting a Catholic school. We don't have the facilities. We've talked about it in passing, but it's really not in the cards to start a Catholic school. But for now, the one-day week homeschool program is working well and just trying to meet the needs of parishioners. For those who choose to homeschool, it gives them one day a week where the kids can have a day with other kids. They can socialize, learn to share and get along and forgive on the playground. We have one staff member who is getting paid to oversee the whole thing. We desire to have more oversight over the program ourselves because we wanted to make sure that the homeschool program on our campus had the same mission as our parish does.
There are Catholic schools, of course, and I'm a great fan, but the tuition can be off-putting for parents, even when there's scholarships involved, and or distance to get to there. And so that was a need.
We just anticipate as the current group of kids get older, we might need to expand the program, and we might need to, it might cost more to run. We think that that would be worthwhile. It pays dividends for the parish in intangible ways by having more faith-filled folks on the campus. It kind of makes all the ships rise.
One thing to note, though, this campaign is not creating something out of nothing. This is not year zero. Instead, we're trying to build upon something, to strengthen something that already exists, and hopefully to expand it to reach many, many more families. We are already a great diocese, thanks be to God. In large measure, that's due to you, your family, your parish, your prayers, your labors, and those of your forebears. Thank you. God bless you. But we have to keep building. Caritas Christi urgit nos. The love of Christ urges us on. The alternative is that we will inevitably fall back. I want to keep moving ahead. Let's be a shining star out there in the firmament for all those who need us. And with God's grace, we can do that. So now let us pray. Lord, everything we have is a gift from you.
You call us to receive your gifts with thanks, to develop these gifts fully,
and to share them generously.
Through the Stewardship for Saints and Scholars campaign,
help every young person in the Diocese of Lansing
see your truth, beauty, and goodness.
Help families to raise their children in the faith,
and help parishes make a fully Catholic education available to all.
May the work of this campaign bear abundant fruit
in the saints and scholars you are raising up for the future.
We ask these blessings through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So that's our bishop, chief pastor, Bishop Boyer, who's been with us since 2008. And he's inviting all 72 parishes to participate in this special drive. 34 parishes have completed wave 1 and 2, and it pledged $40 million. And we're the last of the three waves, and we have 38 parishes. And our goal as a parish, the largest in the two counties, is $1,575,000 over 5 years. And of course, 20% of that will be stayed right here at our campus. Our wonderful St. John Preschool is vibrant in their 24th year of service. Our religious ed programs, our youth programs, the Order of Christian Education of Adults. And we'd like to do something more with our homeschool families who are very vibrant and part of our parish. So hopefully we can channel those funds into our work at home to spread the light and keep the light burning bright. So in coming weeks, every household will receive an appeal packet in the mail with a letter from Bishop Boyer, inviting us all to prayerfully consider what we can do and how it can be done over the period that is doable. Only we know, and God knows what that is. And the letter we receive includes a financial request. It's not an expectation, it's an invitation. So again, what we've done all these years, we've tackled some challenges. Look around us, this is a result of faith and action. It's not equal gifts, but equal sacrifice. Though we are many, we have one purpose. How can I help? How can I be part of a challenge, an opportunity, an invitation to do more? And so in coming weeks, volunteers will be available to answer questions, to call you, and also ask you to your support. Every week we'll pray the prayer that the children pray today for the good of this program, and God willing, it'll happen for the glory of God. So thanks be to God for this opportunity. Let's think about it, pray about it, talk about it, and let's above all see what we can do.